Interdiction means air attack directed at an enemy's materiel, transport, and other resources before they can be used against friendly forces. During the first year of the Korean War, U.S. Air Force interdiction destroyed trains, bridges, roads, and trucks in an effort to slow down or halt North Korean transportation. The communists were vulnerable to this kind of attack because of their higher supply needs while attacking and retreating, and they lost large amounts of war material. By the summer of 1951, the Korean War had changed to a static war, and the Far East Air Force re-examined the roles of air power. Interdiction seemed to hold the most promise as an offensive use of air power. While many ground commanders throughout the war believed the Air Force should focus on providing direct air support for ground troops, U.S. Air Force leaders stressed the importance of interdiction. Large-scale interdiction campaigns in 1951 and 1952 enjoyed some success, although the static enemy did not need as much supply as during previous major operations and was quick to rebuild railways and bridges. Interdiction tactics changed constantly as the communists adjusted their movements. Enemy trains and trucks moved by night and remained hidden by day. In the last year of the war, new tactics involving the combined efforts of fighter bombers by day and light bombers by night proved successful. Interdiction continued in the Strategic Air Pressure Campaign from 1952 until the signing of the armistice in 1953. The air pressure campaign was targeted to produce costly economic damage to the communists and reduce their will to continue fighting. Many communist prisoners complained of inadequate supplies as the biggest cause of poor morale. Perhaps more importantly, interdiction efforts during the last 2 years of the war prevented the enemy from starting major offensives by limiting their ability to transport material.